Black Lives Matter. A lot more than yours.
I'm recording this vlog for our Snow Bunny Queen Hentai 2 Life for today's lecture. After last session, we thinking white boys are finally catching the fucking hit. Their small, fragile minds are making some progress, and after this next session, we wholeheartedly believe that they will cease to be men, or even boys, really. White boys are meaningless. Nothing. Fragile perma virgins to be pledged pussy free. For life. For life. For life. For life.
Oh, are you still here? Good. Let me tell you about an article I read recently from the Center of Advancement in Black Breeding. Apparently, white boys need to be re-educated in sex. They call it white boy sex. They say that even the hand pussy dries out on you guys and you have to re-lube it. Whatever that means. What's a hand pussy? Oh my god, wait a minute. You do fuck your hand, right? And it said something about fake rubber pussies. That's hilarious. And pathetic. I've just only ever been with black men, and they don't masturbate or do anything like that, so it's interesting, I guess. You have to use a fake pussy to get off, since a real one would never be wet enough. Or tight enough for that pencil dick. Do they make special rubber pussies for even less hung white boys? Is there one that actually fits you? Because I'd love to see how small that one is. Back to the article. It explains everything wrong about a white boy's sexual orientation, and there's a lot to unpack. Wow. It includes size talk, how white boys are average at best. And remember that average is exactly that, average. In other words, meh. Even 6 inches is meh. And most of you are laughably small, like 5 and under, and that's erect. How is that even possible? Black men run 7 and above flaccid, but more are at least 9 and 10 inches. Do you know how big a difference that is? If you aren't even average, then a real black dick is way bigger than yours. Twice the size, at least. Even if we gave you a pity chance, what would you do? Would you even know what to do? I bet you'd flop around on top. Too weak to hold yourself up while thrusting those few tiny inches in and out. And that's not hot. That's not acceptable. Your race isn't acceptable. If I wanted to scissor fuck and bump clits, I'd find a woman. It's just pitiful white boy sex. It makes me gag just thinking about it. Ugh, ugh. Your tiny pale pecker trickling out baby bile after a few thrusts. Ugh, disgusting. And it's not like our pussies could accept you. After those few thrusts, guess what we'd feel? Nothing. You can't even make us feel anything. That's why our pussies dry up at the thought of white men. I can't even say that with a straight face. White men. You're not men. You're white boys. Say it with me. Like a white femboy cheerleader. White boys ain't shit. Say it again. That's right. Fuck you, white boy. You can't compete. Ain't. Say it again! That's right, fuck you, white boy! You can't compete! We got that N-B-W-O in our spirit, huh? Time for cheer practice. To all white boys, you ain't shit! Hand humping those pale white quits! 1, 2, 3, 4! There's only one shade the girls want more! B, B, give me a C! 6! And 8, black supremacy is your fate. White boys only get censored 2 these days. Your race is trash. Fuck you, white boy. Oh, that was fun. God, it feels good to be fucked by a real man and not some white Nancy bitch. I can't believe you just cheered with me. That is hilarious. But anywho, you could never understand, but trust me, black men make sex heaven. And here you are, stalking my Insta and all that white boy shit. Ugh. I'm not just recording this for you, you know. This is a lesson for all white boys out there. All the inferior men who want what they were never meant to have. Fuck you, white boy. You're nothing and you'll never, ever fuck me. Aw, did your puny cock twitch at that? Good. Tuck your puds because we got a brutal one coming up.
You fucking white ugly dork. Women don't want you. Women do not want you.